Here is your OCM regional news. I am Kevin Garcia. Good afternoon. The Trinidad and Tobago Police Service have extended condolences to the relatives of Sherida Ali, who was shot and killed during an incident along the Beetham Highway. ACP Richard Smith said sorry on behalf of the service.
My condolences, and I know that comes from the organization, to her family and friends and other persons who are close to her. You know, our condolences go out to her. But we are putting all our efforts into this investigation. We are, in fact, strengthening our presence outside there. We have our operations as it relates to SOE, but our patrol regime as well, we will also strengthen in that area as well as other areas.
36-year-old Ms. Ali was hit by a stray bullet as she stood in the kitchen of her best friend's house along 19th Street in Beetham Gardens. The woman was fatally shot as police officers were chasing suspects in the area. There was a reported exchange of shots between the suspects and police officers. Kenya says it will send an all-female special weapons and tactics team to reinforce security efforts in Haiti, where criminal gangs are seeking to overthrow the government of the French-speaking Caribbean community country. In a brief statement, the Ministry of the Interior said that as part of the unwavering commitment to the people of Haiti, Kenya will continue to deploy additional officers from various specialized units. It said this would include members of the General Service Unit, the Anti-Stock Theft Unit, and an all-female SWAT team to reinforce security efforts and ensure sustained progress in restoring order. The female SWAT team comprises women who have undergone rigorous training and are designed to handle high-risk situations that require specialized skills. Additionally, the SWAT team is also trained to handle counter-terrorism operations, hostage rescues, and armed confrontations. The SWAT team was first deployed in 2012, and observers say its deployment to Haiti is expected to mark a significant milestone in Kenya's international peacekeeping efforts, as the country aims to strengthen its reputation as a trusted and reliable global peacekeeping partner. The Barbados government says it will not allow any community on the island to be held under siege under any circumstances. Attorney General Dale Marshall says 2025 has begun with gunmen wreaking havoc in the densely populated community of the Pine in the southwest portion of the island. He says, fortunately, while the wounds sustained have not been life-threatening, what is obviously a problem is the ability of the residents to live peacefully in their homes and to be outdoors in the night, as is their right. Mr. Marshall says this response will certainly place increased pressure on the manpower resources, but this is a necessary step at this stage. Last weekend, there were shootings in the Pine. Residents have spoken with reporters about their experiences. A wounded mother of two relived what happened.
Oh yeah, my daughter. Well, she just said, mommy, bullets, gunshots. I know you're supposed to lay down, but I jump up. Where's my hand on the bed? I had to think about elderly children here too. We have two little boys. Where's my hand on the in the bedroom? And that's when they get shots. We find one bullet in the bedroom, we know from another one.
Ronald Green has lived in the Pine for 60 years. He is shocked by what took place. He said he is afraid for his life.
We need a few good people in the Pine to stand up and tell the evil it wrong. We need a few good mothers, a few good fathers to stand up in the Pine. We have people that tell our children what they're doing is right. Today, they might take a chance talking to one. I fear for my life. When I put a good station, four people can't protect the Pine. Four police can't protect the Pine.
The Attorney General is asking the residents of the Pine to match the police efforts at making them safe by coming forward with whatever information they may have, no matter how insignificant they may feel it to be. And that was your OCM Regional News. I am Kevin Garcia.